HD3 Seattle, WBMX HD3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast. CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Intuitive Song with host Lori Houston, a professional and intuitive counselor who offers authentic guidance and tools to assist you to become more conscious and connect with your divine soul, to empower you to move from your heads to your heart. Join Lori Houston with co-host Nancy Aruda, in-house astrologer, every first and third Wednesday of the month. Plus, Jennifer Kautz, our dream analysis, also joins the team. Plus, Lori can be heard on Sky Radio every Monday with Jean Adrienne on Voices of Soul, Wednesday and Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern each day. If you have any questions on your relationships, limiting beliefs, energy that's blocking you, and or awakening your true power as you journey from your head to your heart, call Lori Houston now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
Believe.
Hey, good afternoon. This is Intuitive Soul and Friends. We just had the wrong opener, but that's okay because I know Tom doesn't care. And this is the last Friday of the month. I can't believe that June is like gone. I don't know what happened to it, but I keep saying that and it just keeps going quicker or something. Today we have Thomas Campbell. Tom, you know, I really can never say enough about you, Tom. You come in with just such gentle energy, and you always have the same message, and I love having that message told in as many different ways as possible, but it always comes back to love. Tom can be found on the web at, he has a trilogy of books called My Big Toe, which is, toe is an acronym for the theory of everything. You can find out more about Tom on his website, mybigtoe.com, although it's my-big-toe, or you can go to YouTube where there's apparently over 100 videos, and which is hours and hours of listening pleasure and viewing pleasure of his workshops and his shows. And he's just, there's so much that Tom has done, and he has, it's just, there's just so much that he does for everybody, and I really can't say enough. So welcome, Tom.
Well, thank you for that introduction, Lori. I'm glad to be here, as usual.
So I thought, you know, you've been talking about our genes and how it's been impacting our relationships. And last show, we kind of went a little bit further in how to sort of bypass our genes so that we can move into growing up. And I thought, you know, one of the areas that I see the most, and I know it's going to come to the same thing that we talk about almost every show, but it's the stories that we tell, and I'm just always amazed, and it's not just in our romantic relationships, it's the same story with our families usually. Actually, almost everybody in our family would have a story, and, you know, our friendships as well, our coworkers, we tend to have these stories that we've already decided how it's going to play out, because we have these stories that are running in our background that are kind of projected into all of our relationships. So we're not seeing our relationships as they are. We're judging them through these stories that we seem to want to hold on to, because otherwise then we'd have to be looking at ourselves, I guess. And I guess that's the big thing. But even the people that do look at themselves still seem to have these stories. So I thought we'd start there.
Okay. Well, first, let's just kind of look at that, the concept of having a story. Having a story is a dialogue that you have basically about yourself. It's the beliefs you have about yourself. It's the expectations you have about yourself and the way, you know, things will happen, the way other people will treat you, you know, the way you'll treat other people, you know, all these things are beliefs and expectations. And just from the fact that it's really about yourself, that your story is a story you make up about you, and it explains you and generally explains things like why you're right and everybody else is wrong. But it does more than that. It's kind of your running analysis kind of attitudes about what happens to you and what has happened to you in life and what's likely to happen to you in life. Well, I think we would say that that is what's called self-focused. Just the fact that you have a story means that, you know, your world centers about you at the center. This is my story. And that in there lies the problem. Because if you see life through a lens of your own story, then you're seeing life through the lens of your ego. And your ego, of course, is generated by your fear. So if we think of your story that way, is basically your fear, your beliefs, and your ego come together and make a story about you and create beliefs and expectations about the future, then one can see why that doesn't generally work for you and get you very far. If you have such a story, then you will probably make that story come true. You will do and say and be in a way that shows that you are self-focused and that it is about you and about your story and how they're going to fit into your story. You know, you meet somebody, and how are they going to fit into my story? If you have that kind of an approach, then you're not going to do anything to fix the problem that's really meaningful, because you fix the problem not by coming at it from a self-focused viewpoint, but by coming at it from the viewpoint of love and caring, and shift your focus from yourself and your story to other people. Try to understand their story. Kind of let your story go. Let their story be the focus of your interest, not your story. So I think that's, you know, to begin with, that's the idea about story. When you say that we all have our stories, well, that's because most of us, 99.999% of the population, almost all of us, have a lot of ego and a lot of fear, and we go through life basically interacting with people, being nudged and pushed to do things and be certain ways and interpret data in certain ways, come to conclusions based on that ego and that fear. And as long as we come at life from that direction, we will generally be dissatisfied, unhappy. Life just won't seem to work for us. You know, there's always all these problems. And as soon as you get one problem solved, then another problem jumps up to take its place. And that's because you're creating the problems because of the way you're approaching life. that's really a good reply. A lot of times, you know, people ask me for advice a lot. You know, well, how should I do this? You know, my girlfriend's doing that now. What should I do? And so on. And I really like to avoid giving people advice. I don't really like to be in that role of advice giver, because what I find out is that people are looking for something to do that will fix life or make life be some way, you know, that they think is better, some way that's better for them. That's what they want to do. And as long as they approach it that way, whatever I tell them is not going to work, because they're not really looking for a real solution. They're looking for a, you know, we talk about paper tigers, you know, isn't it a real tiger? You know, it's like a paper solution. They're looking for a way to feel better, but not a way to actually be better. You see, it's what you have to change is yourself at the being level. They don't come to me and say, Tom, how can I be better? How can I be a better person? That's not their problem, you see. They're focused on their story, which is, Tom, my girlfriend's doing this or that, or my wife or my boss or, you know, whatever, you know, just life in general, and they're doing all these kinds of things, and that upsets me and makes me unhappy. What can I do about fixing them, you know, fixing my life? But they don't focus on fixing themselves. It's always about what they can change in the outside world to make them happier. And they want me to give them a prescription of something to do, whereas the real solution is really something to be. They have to change who they are. So giving people advice, and often there's people who just, you know, they go from one advice giver to the next. They're asking everybody, what do they think? They're reading all the books. They're going to the courses and the workshops and reading things on the internet because they're looking for the right prescription of what to do, how to fix life to make it better. And it just doesn't work like that. they should be trying to figure out how to fix themselves. Because if they can fix themselves and get rid of that fear and ego, then suddenly their life is a life of joy. It's a life of positive things, not negative things.
This is maybe taking us off topic, and it may be a lot longer answer than, but can we really get rid of our ego? Like, is there going to be a point in our existence where there is no such thing as an ego, or does our ego just evolve with us?
No, we really can get rid of that ego, or at least almost rid of that ego. Now, getting rid of the ego doesn't mean that you no longer know who you are.
Right.
It's like, you have to pin your name on your shirt and look in the mirror and see who you are. That's really not what ego is. You see, ego isn't just an awareness of self. You can be self-aware and not have an ego. An ego has to do with the self. My first thing came to mind was more of a technical thing, and that's not going to fly too well here. The ego is defined in the self analyzing, judging, doing things to make its life the way it wants it, to adjust life to suit it. You know, it's that sort of thing. That's the ego. It's the analytical judging part of you that's always trying to configure your reality to be more like you like it. That's the ego. It's not I am. You know, that's not ego. That's just an awareness of self. That's not what we mean by ego. That, of course, is not a problem. You need to know who you are and have an identity and have a history, and all that's fine. That's not ego. It's an attachment to making things different in a way that it suits you better. The ego, it's I want, I need. That's the ego. And yes, you can get rid of that. As long as, let's go back a step. Ego is derived from fear. So fear is all about you. When you're afraid, obviously it's about you. You know, you're afraid. Even if you say, I'm afraid for somebody else, but it's still about you. So when it's about you, it's pointing at you. You're focused on yourself. That's why fear creates ego. Ego is a self-focused, all fear is self-focused, but it's a self-focusing on how do you manipulate the world to be more like you want it. And that is what's not productive.
Right. Okay. So we want to obviously get to a place where we transcend. Is that really the word? Transcend the ego, that fear-based place.
Yes, we do. We want to get over that, because we know that if we're unhappy, if we have things that we don't like, and we're unhappy about it, and we think, you know, life needs to be better for us and so on. If we're having these, what I'd call negative feelings rather than joyous, positive feelings, then that's an indicator that you have ego and fear, and you need to find the root of that feeling. Why do I feel that way? Why is this negative? Why does this bother me? And you will eventually, if you trace it back, you'll find that it's a fear that something isn't going to be the way you want it, the way you need it, the way you expect it to be. And it's you putting the demand on the outside world. That's where the fear comes from, a fear that demand isn't going to be met. So once you have those fears, then you have to learn to let go of the fear. You have to approach self-help from being ready and willing to change the self, not change the world to suit the self.
All right. Well, we're going to explore this and more as we come back from our first break, but we're going to go to our break. You're listening to Intuitive Soul and Friends. I have Tom Campbell with me. Tom can be found on the web at mybigtoe.com, but it has hyphens in between or dashes in between, so my-big-toe.com, or you can just Google his name. Look under physicist. Notice that there are a few Tom Campbells, but if you look under physicist, and you will find his YouTube, you will find his website, you will find his forum. There's lots of information. And we are listening on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Coming up Tuesday on New Sky Radio at 12 p.m. Eastern Time, it's Sound Effects. Explore the effects of sound on the body and environment with sound therapist Doreen Davis. Coming up at 2 p.m. Eastern, it's Radio to Thrive By with the Dr. Pat Radio Show. At 3 p.m. Eastern, join Laura Lee in the Spirit Salon. Coming up at 4 p.m. Eastern, it's the Colette Baron Reed Show. Join Colette for her fun, fast-paced show all about you. Be sure to call in early. The phones are hot. Coming up at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, explore your career options with career coach Caroline. At 6 p.m. Eastern, tap into your moment of change with Sherry Gaba and Kathleen O'Connor. Shea Parker introduces us all to today's top metaphysical specialists on Metaphysical Minds at 7 p.m. Shea, the best of the best American psychics, take to the air at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. At 9 p.m. Eastern, grab your psychic cup of coffee with Kelly Sutliff. Step into the enchanted world of Monty Farber at 10 p.m. Eastern. And at 11 p.m., it's the Zodiac Girls. So sexy, so cool. Tonight on New Sky Radio. For more on these shows and all New Sky Radio shows, check out newskyradio.com/show. New Sky Radio and radio.com. Powered by CBS Radio.
It's been 5 years we've had good and bad. Grows thick in our dark backyard. When I shave in the morning, they don't recognize me. I ask if you're still there, and you answer truly. Don't walk away, no time to say I love you anyway.
Radio's The New Sky.
This is Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston and some of the best co-hosts and fascinating topics of consciousness available. Shift Happens with Chandler David Watson. Tracy McBurney's Incredible Energy Consciousness. Mikael Mears' Financial Consciousness. And nuclear physicist Thomas Campbell with Quantum Physics and Consciousness. It's an incredible mix of the best teachers on consciousness on every show. Call Intuitive Soul and Friends now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
Believe. Hey, welcome back. Well, that's the opener we were supposed to have, but not supposed to have right now. But that's okay. So I have Thomas Campbell with me today. Tom, we've been talking about relationships for the last, I'm not actually sure, I think since we may have even we touched on it in December and then started back on it in February, and we've been sort of talking about it since. So I wanted to talk about stories. We got into the ego, though, and I guess there's a lot of confusion when people talk about ego as to what ego is. So you've talked about, you know, it's really the fears that create ego. So when people, I think there's a lot of confusion as when people talk about what ego is and whether we can transcend it or whether it stays with us, or because a lot of people do associate ego with identity.
Right. Yeah. No, that's not right. At least the way I talk about ego. I guess everybody can have their own definition.
But I think that's the problem with world.
Yeah, that's not what I talk about when I talk about ego. You know, I talk about getting rid of ego, and obviously you don't want to get rid of your identity. And when you, you know, when you get rid of fear, the ego goes by itself. So, you know, obviously getting rid of fear doesn't get rid of your identity.
Right.
So when the fear is all gone, then the ego is all gone, because the ego is a derivative of the fear. So that's my sense of ego. It's that part of the person that's trying to manipulate reality to be more the way it suits them. And in as much as it doesn't suit them, or they're afraid that it doesn't suit them, or it looks like it might not continue to suit them, then they need to, they have to change that world to be the way they want it, more the way they want it, or at least as much of the way they want it as they can manage. That's an ego trying to make life better for itself. You know, you've heard me say a lot of times that, you know, life is simple. Stuff happens and we get to deal with it.
Right.
And the important part, I say, is how you deal with it, not the stuff that happens. And this is a real simple way to look at the same problem of stories. Your story is always about the stuff that happens. It's all the stuff that's happened to you and the stuff that you think might happen to you in the future, and the whys and whereofs and the analysis and the judging of all of that. That's the story. But if we just let that go, it's not what happens that's really significant to us in our growth. It's how we deal with what happens. So if you just let the what happens go by itself, say, well, whatever happened will happen, you know, let go of the control. Say, I don't really control anything. I can't manipulate life to be the way I want it, so I just won't try. I'll just accept things that happen the way they happen, and then I'll focus on dealing with them. Well, what does that equate to? That equates to living in the present, living in the now. You're not always analyzing the past to see how you can better manipulate the future. You're letting all of that go, and you're just living in the now. You're making conscious choices of everything that you do and how you do it and why you do it. So that simple idea stuff happens and we get to deal with it, and the important thing is how you deal with it, is another way of getting to the same idea of live in the present, live in the now. Just focus on what you're doing now and doing it as well as you can, which means making the best choices that you can. And if you do that, the rest of life will take care of itself. That front end of what happens will suddenly get a lot better. The more we try to manipulate it, generally the worse it is.
Right. And I want to bring this up because this is where it happens. I mean, if we just let things happen, which means we were just now and just in the now, not worrying about anything, just looking at how to respond, but instead we see what happens as part of this story. Like, we see what happens as, oh, here's my story happening again. And then that's when we start judging everything and we put it in this box instead of allowing us to be this open vessel, or, getting out of this story that we think is happening around us all the time when something happens to us.
Exactly. If you're not focused on the what happens up on the front end, if you're only focused on how can you best deal with it, and how you best deal with it is how do you deal with it to optimize what you can give to other people. That's what is the best choices. The best choices are the ones that are about other, not about you. But now that doesn't mean, of course, that you're stupid. When I say don't worry about what happens up on the front end, that doesn't mean don't worry about who's going to pay your mortgage. You know, don't worry about who's going to pick the kids up from school. Of course, I'm not talking about that. So just because you are fearless doesn't mean you're stupid. You know, you can still live your life. You still have to think about, you know, things where you have responsibility, the responsibilities that you have to do. Those are also part of your choices. But the difference is that, yes, you can have to figure out how you're going to pay your mortgage and who's going to pick the children up from school today, but that's not really part of your story. That's just the stuff that you're responsible for and what you do. That's not the kind of story we're talking about. Sure, we all have obligations and we all have responsibilities and we need to meet those and we need to pay attention to them. They're important. But that's just the stuff we do. You know, when I say the, you know, the stuff happens on the front end, I mean all those things that you complain about or you don't like or you think it would be better if you could change them or this sort of thing. That's all the stuff I'm talking about. And that's the stuff you need to just let go and focus on. What can you give? How can you, you know, if somebody's being grouchy to you or doing things that you don't like, think about how can you make their life happier? What can you give to them that might make them more fun to be with? And if there's absolutely nothing you can do because they're just miserable people, well, then don't spend time with them. Go somewhere else. You see, don't set yourself up for misery.
And that's an important thing because we do a lot of things out of obligation, especially when it's family related or work related or things where we think we have to because, and then that sets us up to be completely miserable.
Yes. That's a problem. Yeah. Well, maybe you do if you have a responsibility. I mean, let's say you have a marriage that's failing. And you've just decided the two of you are just incompatible and you just, you know, cannot do this anymore. Well, it wouldn't be the right thing to do to just disappear one day with the bank account. You know, that's not the way to do that. You still have responsibility. So you need to talk about it, see if it can be fixed, see if, you know, changes can be made and so on. So you still have this responsibility. But if it comes to the point that it's just not a workable relationship, then you need to change it.
Yeah.
You need to let go of it. It's not healthy for you. You know, you need to know when to just let it go.
And again, hopefully it's not the story that you're just going to repeat in the next one, but that you've actually grown from it. And that's where it gets all kind of messy or difficult or challenging because, you know, we give up a lot quicker these days.
Yeah, people want to change the world rather than, you know, change what's going on out there. Want to change others rather than change themselves. And that's the problem. And as long as they're focused on how other people need to change in order for them to be happy, then they're not going to be happy.
And that's really the thing you need to ask yourself is, you know, when things are going bad, is it because you need to change somebody? Like, is it because, you know, you're upset because somebody's doing something to you? And as soon as you think somebody's doing something to you, you've made it personal. It means it's part of your story.
Yeah. Well, you know, the truth is that you are upset because you choose to be upset. It's your choice. You could choose not to be upset. So that's, again, one of those choices. So you see that person doing something you don't like, and that's the stuff that happens, and the way you choose to deal with it is by being upset. That's what you have to change. Those are the choices that you need to make, better choices. You see?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, we're going to go to our next break. You are listening to Intuitive Soul and Friends. I have Thomas Campbell with me. Tom can be found on the web at mybigtoe.com, but there's hyphens in between, so it's my-big-toe.com. You can Google Tom's name, and there's just so much information out there. You can actually even get the trilogy of books called My Big Toe off of Google. You just look up the book, and it's actually right there. So you can just, when you go look at the preview, it actually, the whole thing just shows up. So everything's available. Tom is an incredible person who is really just bringing growth to the world, helping people grow up, bringing love instead of fear. So connect in with him. There's hours and hours of footage of that you can watch and listen to. So take advantage of it. You are listening on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Enlighten, empower, enrich. This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons, no boundaries.
Where is the moment we need it the most? You kick up the leaves and the magic is lost. Tell me your blue skies fade to gray. Tell me your passion's gone.
Radio's The New Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston. Call Lori now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul and Friends. Because it's the last Friday, we have Tom Campbell with me. We've been talking about relationships. We've been talking about, I guess, really the story that gets caught up in relationships, because I think that's where I wanted to focus. And the question I thought we would come back with is, you know, it's really about how do we stay present without the story impacting us? Because the story is usually something from the past or fears about the future. And we weave it into so many areas of our lives we're not aware we're weaving it into. And how do you know, staying present, that's what it's really about. It's about not letting the judgments or the stories kind of just happen. But when things happen, to just really be present with them and not fall back. So how do we do that?
It means that you accept rather than judge. It means that you embrace rather than manipulate. It means that you just let be rather than control. Those are the you know, those are the things you have to do. But if we look at the logical flow, is we see that it's, you know, where we want to be is just living in the present, but the problem is the story. And we have the story because the story is basically an expression of our ego. And we have the ego because we have fear. So that kind of takes us back to the root. So if you work that chain backwards, in order to really solve the problem with staying present and dealing with life as it comes and being able to let go and not manipulate and accept and do all those things, then you have to get rid of the fear. That's why we can't accept, because we don't want it that way. And we can't let go because we're invested in it being some other way. And it all goes back to that fear. And, of course, I know there's lots of people out there, and they say, okay, I got it. Get rid of the fear. All right, now, can you tell me what I should do? You know?
Right.
And it's not a matter of doing, you see. It's not a thing. It's not a recipe for you to do. Is that you really have to take time to be serious about finding the fear. And any time you have one of those, it doesn't feel good moments, then find the fear of why it is that doesn't feel good. And it may take a little digging to get all the way back to that fear, because the first thing you'll get is, well, of course it doesn't feel good because that's not the way I want it. Well, then is why is it do you have to have it that way? Well, I have to have it that way because then why? Just keep working your way back down that chain until you get to a fear of that's driving it all. And you can't break the cycle if you don't get it at the root. You know, you can chop the top of the plant off, but it's just going to grow back. So you can force yourself for a few days just to be real focused and present of what you're doing, and that'll be fine. But a week or two will go by, and you'll be right back the way you were. You see, it won't stick. It's not real. You're acting rather than being different. You're acting differently, and the two are very different. So it really does go back to that fear, and you just have to examine every choice you make. If you choose to be angry, you choose to be upset, you choose, you know, to worry, all of those choices, you know, go back to a fear. Find the fear and try to get rid of it. Let it go. So you can live without that fear. And one of the ways you do that is basically you tell the fear, well, give me your best shot. Okay, what if what I'm really afraid of happens? What if, you know, I'm afraid that people won't like me. I'm afraid that, you know, I'll be abused. I'll be, you know, people will use me, et cetera, et cetera. I won't get, you know, what I want. Then go back to that fear and say, okay, I might be abused. I won't get what I want, et cetera. I'll just accept that. I'll go on. I'll accept that and life will go on. Well, now you've pulled the teeth out of the fear. If you can accept the worst, then the fear has no hold over you. So that's the way to attack the fear. And if you actually can get rid of that fear, and it's not easy, just one time, you can't look at it and say, go away, fear. You know, these fears are deep in your psyche. They take a lot of work. So it may be months. You may spend the next 6 months just realizing what your fears are and working on them. But if you work at it and you're consistent and you stay focused on the root of the problem, not on, you know, the leaves or the downhill logical flow of the problem. If you focus on the root, you will start to gain on it, and you will start to get rid of those fears. And what you'll find out is, even though the thing that used to, you know, happen and you chose to be angry, you no longer choose that. All of that negative stuff just starts to disappear because the fear's not there. And then your life goes from annoying to happy. You know, it's not all this stuff and what all these people do and how my boss treats me and how my husband or wife treats me, and yada, 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 you know, how the neighbors are and all of the complaining and problems. All of that disappears, and you can live very gracefully with the things you have to live with, because it's not about you anymore. You're living in the present. You are making choices based on caring and on love. And I know you kind of hear people hear that and they say, yeah, not me. My life isn't like that. You know, I don't have all that caring and love. Well, it's because you have to create that yourself. You don't sit around and say, well, I'm just sitting here waiting for somebody to care for me and love me, you know, do that to me. That's not how it works. You need to create that in your reality. You create it. You don't sit around and wait for somebody to give it to you. You need to give it to other people. And as you give that to other people, give it away, you find that it comes back. That's the way reality works. You don't force reality to be the way you want it. You live your life the way it should be lived, with positiveness, with love, with caring, and then let everything else just happen the way it happens. Accept it, and you will find that what comes to you then on the other end is a lot of positive happiness and loving.
And
hard
mostly,
to believe, but that's the way it works.
And mostly it's because we don't have that story then attached to it. Like, there's nothing attached to it. That's why we can just allow it to be.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you just give up that story. The story is the problem. And, well, the story is, you know, the story is a symptom. The story isn't really the problem. You know, it's a symptom of the problem. The fear is the problem. But the story is what gets in the way. You know, it's that end of the problem that we see, that we deal with. But most people are terrified to let go of their story. They feel if they let go of that story, who are they? You know, that's a very scary thing. So that's the fear. The story is the fear. So you need to let go of that story and not worry about all those things you worry about and things that you fear. Just accept them and see what happens. You'll find that life will get better, but don't expect to do this experiment in a day. You know, you need to see what happens for weeks, for months, and eventually you'll get the hang of it. But it is possible, and you can make your life change from kind of unhappy and misery and, you know, it doesn't feel good to one that's really good. If you just change yourself, you create your own reality in many, many ways.
Right. And let go of the justification, because that's what we're trying to do, right? We're trying to justify everything with this story.
Exactly. You know, many people live out of their intellect. Mm. And the one thing we use our intellect for more than any other is to justify our story. You know, this is my story and I'm sticking to it, right? And we justify it with our intellect. Why we're right and everybody else isn't treating us very well. That's what we use our intellect for more than any other thing. And that's not really very helpful to our growth or to us living in a happy, fulfilling life. We need to we need to stop living out of our intellect, stop judging, stop analyzing, stop manipulating, which are all intellectual things, and just let the world happen as it happens. Deal with it. Deal with it without your anger. Deal with it out of caring and love. Make it about somebody else and not about you. Forget the story. So,
yeah, I mean, it's just what happens. And that's where, you know, of course, everybody's going to come up with the, you know, everybody's going to come up with the example where, well, how can you just say that that's just something that happens when somebody, you know, cheats, or when, you know, a child, you know, something happens to a child, or somebody's raped, or, you know, how can you say that that's just something that happens when, you know, there's too much attachment to.
Exactly. Well, you know what I tell people like that? How can you just say that the good things will happen if I just care about other people? Well, you've been trying it all these years the other way, you know, where you try to manipulate things to be the way you want them. You try to change other people. You try to make things, you know, want them to be the way you want them to be, and it hasn't been working. So, hey, you know, if you keep doing what hasn't been working, what are you going to get? You're going to get something that just still isn't working. So just from that alone, give it a try. Try it the other way. Try it the opposite way. Instead of trying to manipulate, just be kind, be nice, care about people, make them feel good, and don't care about what you get from it. What's going to happen to you? Let the ego go. And that will probably be coming from your intellect. You'll be acting it to start with, but you have to move from acting it to actually being it. Because if you act it, that'll work for a few days, maybe in a few weeks if you try hard, but it'll crumble and go away. And then you'll say, I see, I told you, it doesn't work. That's not it. You have to be that way. So try it on. It can't hurt, but that is the way the world works. And you're showing, your life proves that it doesn't work the other way. That if you try to manipulate life to suit your story, it just doesn't work out very well. So give it a try. I assure you, that is the way it works. Positive creates positive. Negative creates negative. And your life will get much better if you can give up that fear that now is pushing you and pulling you all sorts of ways. You know, well, I'm angry because she said. It's not because she said. It's because you choose to be angry. Choose not to be angry. Choose to be helpful. Choose to be caring.
All right. We'll finish this conversation. We come back from our last break. You are listening to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Tom Campbell. You can find him on the web at mybigtoe.com. Again, hyphens in between, so my-big-toe.com. Or check him out on YouTube. You are listening on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone.
Help. Life's a game. Win. Call and get advice from today's top coaches that are here to help you run a business, offer legal advice, enrich your relationships, or guide you on the right career path. Our coaches are expert professionals in their field to help you win the game of life. Listen to Coach Me Radio, Monday through Friday at 5 p.m.
From the sun, people get ready, cause here it comes, it's a light, a beautiful light, over the horizon, into our eyes, oh my, my, how beautiful, oh my beautiful mother, she told me, son, in life you're gonna go far, if you do it right, you'll love where you are, just know. Share this view of the night, a glorious night. Over the horizon is another bright sky. Oh my, my, how beautiful. Oh my, every beautiful father. Told me, son, sometimes it may seem dark, but the absence of the light is a necessary part. Just know. Slippery slope. There is always a hand that you can hold on to. Looking deeper through the telescope, you can see that your home's inside of you. Just know.
Radio's The New Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston. Call Lori now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
And welcome back to Intuitive Soul and Friends. I have Tom Campbell with me today. Tom will be back. He's always with us the last Friday of the month, and so he will be back on July 26th. We've been talking about relationships, and really it's about the story. And well, we brought in a lot of information today, which I think is amazing, looking at our fears. The one thing that you know, I tell a lot of people or ask a lot of people when they, you know, they have all these desires and their wants, and I ask them to think back, you know, like, keep going. What is your motivation that's bringing this? And a lot of times it comes to happiness, but I think we have a definition problem with happiness. So why don't you talk about happiness?
Okay. happiness is not something that you can create directly. It's not something you can get your intellect and your control and your ego together and say, all right, now, you know, what do I need to be happy? And then I'll go out and get it. It doesn't work. You think sometimes that if you do that, it'll work. You say, well, what I need, if I just had more money, I'd be happy. You know, you can get more money and you're probably happy for a little while, but then basically you're still not happy either because it's not about more money. Or if I just had, a boyfriend or a girlfriend, or if I just had a husband who would, you know, bring me flowers, whatever it is, if you had that, you still wouldn't be happy because we're not made, we don't get happy by things. Things don't make us happy. Happy, you find happiness as a byproduct of a life well lived. Happiness is what we get when we get rid of our fear, get rid of our ego, get rid of our beliefs. We find that we're happy. So it's if you try to go out and make happiness happen, you'll just keep happiness from happening. You know, if your happiness is I'll be happy when I'd be happy if you would just, you know, we have these kinds of things. It's a conditional happiness. What we're doing there is thinking that we'd be happy if we could manipulate the world to be more the way we like it, but we would not be happy. It's, you know, you can't make your wife happy by bringing her flowers. Now, you might make her happy for the day or the next day. It might even make her happier for a week. But eventually, just bringing your wife flowers isn't going to fix your relationship, you see. It's a temporary sort of thing. It doesn't create real happiness. It just gets rid of some of the stress for a while. So you can't go out and create happiness. And you can't manipulate that world so that you're happy. We believe that we can. That's why we spend so much energy doing it. But you can't, and that's why so many people are frustrated and don't find happiness, because they're trying to manipulate, they're trying to control, and they're trying to force their way to happiness, and it doesn't work that way. You're happy when you're caring. You're happy when you're loving. You're happy when you don't have a story, when you just accept life as it comes and deal with it, and deal with it profitably. Make good decisions. So that's really where happiness comes from. It's a byproduct. So in as long as you're trying to be happy, well, I get rid of this relationship and get another one, I would be happy.
Mm-hmm.
If I dropped this husband and got a different husband, I would be happy. If I just got a better job, I would be happy. And like I say, it does make you happy for a little while, but it doesn't really make you happy because you're still full of fear. You're still full of ego. You got what you want now, but, you know, very shortly you'll have new wants, more wants, things that you need to be better than they are right now. And it never stops. It's like a person who wants money and, you know, they already have $100 million. And what do they need most in the world? More money. You know, it becomes, you know, an obsession. And people get obsessed with being happy, and they go through a lot of partners and a lot of relationships, and, oh, well, this one didn't make me happy. I'll try another one. Well, they have to realize the reason they're not happy isn't because of those people that were supposed to make them happy but didn't. It's because of what they're doing and how they're living their life. It's because of their story, their fears, and their egos. That's why they're not happy. So that's the thing. You can't make happiness by manipulating your way to it. Right. Doesn't work.
And that's where we get caught up. I mean, that really is where we get caught up. And that definition of what we think happiness is really all these conditions that we've placed on it. And again, it becomes part of that story. So it's really about freedom in a sense. I mean, it's really about standing in that moment. I mean, we only have a couple more minutes, but do you see, like, is grounding, people talk about being grounded and balanced and...
Yeah, all of those things that you're talking about, you know, being grounded, being balanced, living in the moment, you know, these are all different ways of saying give up the ego. And to give up the ego, you have to give up fear. So you can say that 100 different ways, but it all amounts to the same thing. Until you've eliminated that fear, you won't be happy. Well, that makes sense. If you're frightened, if you have fear, then you're not happy, are you? If you let go of fear, then you can be happy, because now you start interpreting things in a positive way rather than a negative way. It's not about, here's what I want and how can I get it? It's about, here's what I can give. And, you know, where can I, you know, who can I give it to?
And you can give it to anybody.
Yes, you can give it to anybody and everybody. Yeah. And if you do that, the happiness will come. It's like I say, you create your own reality. You know, what did Gandhi say? You be the change you want to see in the world. Well, be the person, you know, that you want to see in the world. In other words, be happy. You want happiness, then you have to be happy. You don't get happiness by, you know, fixing the world. You get happiness by fixing yourself.
Yeah. Well, you've given us a lot to think about today, I think. It's, you know, it's little things, and it's always simpler than we make it. I mean, we like to make this world extraordinarily complicated and extraordinarily serious, and it really isn't that difficult, but we certainly tend to make it that way. So, again, thank you, Tom.
You're welcome. Always a pleasure to be here.
And I always enjoy having you. So check out Tom on the web at mybigtoe.com, hyphens in between my-big-toe. Google his name. You can find his books. You can find his YouTube channel. So much information that he offers. So check him out. You're listening on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.